On with Mario Lopez.
You're on Mario Lopez. Hotline is lighting up. On the line is actor and performer Taye Diggs. How's it going?
Yo, what's happening, my man?
It's going well, man. It's going well. I know you got a lot going on. I want to start by talking about this new Netflix rom-com, Set It Up. What's that about?
Oh, it is, as you said, it's a romantic comedy. It's about two professional bosses that have their prospective assistants working for them. The bosses are so hard on their assistants that the assistants get together and try to set the bosses up so that the bosses will be a little bit easier on their assistants. So it's like a four-hander. It's really, really funny. I had a good time. I got to work with Lucy Liu. We worked together on Ally McBeal, so it was great getting back with her.
Nice little reunion right there. And are you the boss or the assistant?
I'm the boss, yeah. Me and Lucy Liu are the bosses. Zoe Deutsch is one of the assistants. And this other cat is, I forget his name, but really, really good looking, really really talented young man. I forget his name. You'll have to forgive me.
That's all right. That's all right, man. So did it work? Did y'all get some? And did you chill out?
Say what? Say what?
I'm saying in the premise, did y'all get some? And did you chill out? Did it work?
Yes. Yes, it absolutely did. Yeah, it's a really, really, really interesting premise. A lot of laughter, on set and off set. And, the director allowed us to improvise a lot. It was very, very cool.
That's cool, man. That's cool. And this is also cool. You've written a children's book that comes out this fall. I Love You More Than. Where'd the idea come about?
That, I have a little boy. He's 8 years old. His name is Walker Nathaniel Diggs. And, being an actor and a performer, as you know, you're always on the road. So I was inspired one day. I was just thinking of all the ways, a way I could relate to him, all the ways that I loved him and how much I missed him. And I just ended up writing it all down and, put it in somewhat of a poetic fashion and made a book out of it. So it's one of the pieces that I'm more proud of. And it's something that Walker can hold on to for the rest of his life. So
that's awesome.
It's sweet. It's sweet. Sure. I'm pretty excited about it.
That's like an ultimate love letter right there. And he'll have that forever. So very cool.
100%. Yeah.
So this is big. You're making your directorial debut for the stage. Tell me about the project.
Yeah, man. It's called Thoughts of a Colored Man. This was a piece that I choreographed a couple of years ago. And it moved me so much that I thought I might try my hand at directing as well. It's basically a bunch of different African-American men commenting on what life is like today, in today's climate. As you can imagine, a lot of things have changed for us as a group, and then a lot of things have not. So it's been really eye-opening, and I think that it's going to hopefully touch a lot of people and kind of inform folks and keep people into what's happening right now and what all types of people are thinking these days.
So a straight play, not a musical.
It's a straight play with some movement.
Okay.
There will be some singing, but it's definitely not a musical. It's definitely straight theater. So it's been eye-opening, and this is something that I've been enjoying, and I'm going to try to find some other projects as well. So the older I get, the more I find out what other situations in life
really
entertain me. So
sure,
it's been cool.
So how do you compare directing actors in theater as opposed to film and TV? Do you have the same approach?
No, it's there's a lot more time with theater. You can get to know the person a little bit more. You get the actual actor gets to know the character more, just because there's a longer rehearsal period.
Right.
And you get the luxury of just as I said before, just having some time and letting the project breathe. A lot of time in television and film, you know, there's a distinct and delineated deadline.
Ticking clock.
So many balls. Yeah, 100%. That there's, you know, you don't get time for rehearsal. A lot of times you're required to just make choices on the spot with,
right.
you know, set props and, you know, things that are already pre-made for you, as opposed to being able to create a world. So that's been cool.
Yeah, no, it is cool, man. I like that you bounce back and forth and such a big fan
of
stage.
Yeah, I've been really lucky in that way.
And then this movie, River Runs Red, I know it's got John Cusack and George Lopez. It looks pretty dark. Tell me about that.
It's crazy. Yeah, this is something that I was very, very excited to have gotten this role, because this is something that this is the type of role that I don't think a lot of people would have normally thought of me for. I play a father whose son gets murdered by two white cops. And, you know, I play a judge. And at first, you know, I play this character that tries to go about catching his son's killer through, you know, through legal means. But then once that doesn't work, I find George Lopez's character, whose son also has been murdered by the police, and we try to get these people on our own outside the law. So,
ooh, that's heavy duty.
yeah, it is, man. It is. It was both of us. We really went there emotionally and physically. So we got to shoot some guns. We got to beat a little bit of ass, and we got to be emotional as well.
Nice,
but when we were shooting, George Lopez was, he had me in stitches constantly.
Yeah, so that fool's crazy.
Oh, dude, yeah, that was like the hidden blessing. So luckily we were laughing when we weren't working. So when we did work, it didn't kill us.
Yeah, no, it's good to keep it light when with such heavy duty stuff, man. So that's cool.
Yeah.
And
no
what's
doubt.
This what's this TV project with that's football themed? What can you tell us about that?
They just figured out the title. I think that they're titling it All American. It's going to be on the CW. I just shot the pilot. I'm pretty sure it's going to go. Everybody's pretty encouraged. But it tells the story of a student athlete that starts out kind of on the wrong side of the tracks, and then moves to a suburb to play football because it's a lot safer. And I play the coach that kind of recruits him.
Nice.
And kind of introduces him into this different world. So we're dealing with, you know, identity and race and, you know, socioeconomics. So it's but then at the same time, it's got a comfortable kind of soap aspect as well, because you're dealing with high school and
right.
girls and sex and drugs and all that stuff. So it's a good piece. Very, very well written.
That's cool, man. Well, I love the diversity, brother. It's great. Everything you got going on. And then finally, excited about Beauty and the Beast coming to the Hollywood Bowl next month. My little girl's all fired up, and you're singing as Gaston.
Yeah.
How much fun is that going to be? That's going to be. Now, you performed there before, I know.
I've never actually performed at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, you haven't? I'm sorry. I thought for some reason you were with the other production. Did Rent there, but you weren't in that version of Rent. I just maybe assume. My bad.
Yeah. No, it's all good, but it's something that that it's unlike any other venue in the country.
Yeah,
so,
I performed there. It's awesome,
really,
man.
Excited.
You're gonna love it.
Yeah. Oh, you have doing what? Dude, what'd you do?
We did a chorus line there, and
it's just
awesome. And you know, in the summer it's hot, and it was like a 4-night run, 3-night run, something like that. But it's a lot of fun. How many nights are you doing there?
I think the same. I think so, 3 or 4. And they're going to, I guess, play some of the movie and then have an orchestra there and then have actual some animation that they're doing specifically, you know, for this performance. So,
oh, cool.
You know, there aren't many things in life. We've been lucky to have experienced a lot of stuff. This is something I've never experienced. So I'm excited about it. Really hyped.
Oh, well, I'm excited too, man. And I'll the Lopez's will be there supporting, so congratulations on that. And we look forward to checking it out, man. Well, in the meanwhile, everyone, Set It Up hits Netflix on June 15th. You can follow him on Twitter at Tay Diggs. Tay, thanks for calling in.
Hey, no problem, man. Thank you. Sorry for the tardiness.
No, that's okay, brother. Good talking to you.
All right, brother. Be good.
Okay, take care. On with Mario Lopez.